Unit 9, page 94, exercise 2.
Fighting for votes for women. This excerpt from the autobiography of Emmeline Pankhurst tells the story of a day in 1905 when she went with her daughter Christabel and her friend Annie Kenny to a political meeting to express their views about votes for women.
Annie Kenny and my daughter Christabel had the job of questioning the speaker at the conference. They sat quietly through the meeting, and at the end, questions were invited. Several questions were asked by men and were politely answered. Then Annie stood up and asked, "If the party returns to power, will they take steps to let women vote?" At the same time, Christabel held up a small poster that said, "Votes for Women," so that everyone in the hall understood the question. The speaker did not reply to Annie's question, and the men sitting near her forced her rudely into her seat, while one of the organisers pressed his hat over her face. A confusion of shouts and cries sounded from all over the hall. When the room was quiet again, my daughter Christabel stood up and repeated the question, "Will the government give votes to women?" Again, the speaker ignored the question, and again a storm of shouts and angry cries broke out. A policeman left the platform and came down to the women, asking them to write their question, which he promised to hand to the speaker. They wrote, "Will the government give votes to working women?" The policeman handed the question to the speaker, who read it, smiled, and passed it to the others on the platform. They also read it with smiles, but no one answered the question. Only one lady who was sitting on the platform tried to say something, but the director of the conference interrupted her to announce that the meeting was over. Annie stood up and cried out over the noise of shuffling feet and murmurs of conversation, "Will the government give votes to women?" Then the audience became a mob. They howled, they shouted and roared, shaking their fists fiercely at Annie. Some men tried to drag her out of her chair, but Christabel defended Annie from the mob, who hit her and scratched at her until her sleeve was red with blood. Still, the girls held together and shouted over and over, "The question! The question! Answer the question!" 6 men grabbed Christabel and dragged her away, and other men followed with Annie. Both girls still called for an answer to their question. The men on the platform sat silent and indifferent while this horrible scene was taking place, and the mob were shouting and shrieking from the floor.
In 1918, after women had kept Britain's factories running during World War I, Parliament gave women over the age of 30 the right to vote. In 1928, British women received the same voting rights as British men.